Alaska's farm produce vendors are prepping for the busy summer season. Some use the organic label, others don't. But what exactly is it that makes a vegetable organic? KSKA's Ellen Lockyer finds out the difference between no-till farming, organic farming, and just plain farming.
Okay, you can put this all in the same bag.
On a busy Saturday at the Sears Mall in Anchorage, Butte organic farmer Mark Rempel is doing a brisk business. Customers line up for potatoes, cabbages, and bright golden squash.
If you came and saw what we crank out of our little piece of ground, it's pretty amazing. We only farm 14. And if you watch what happens in South Anchorage on a Saturday, how much produce goes flying out of our stand, you understand that there's a lot of production happening.
First of all, Rempel says organic farming and no-till farming are two very different things. He says just by taking his produce to market, he's depleting the soil. That's because the vegetables themselves have taken nutrients out of the ground just by growing. And those nutrients must be put back in or the soil suffers.
We have a wonderful opportunity in Alaska with the fish industry because they have a lot of byproduct. They will dry out their waste. They run it across a screen and the fish meal falls through the screen, and that's high protein, high nitrogen. It's used for dog food, it's also used for fertilizer. But then there's the bones, and that's what I use. That comes to Palmer, and there's a guy with a hammer mill, and he grinds it up into sawdust, and I put that on my field. Every micronutrient that is soluble in the sea is in that.
He says he's putting stuff back into the soil that was not there in the first place. Rempel is the only certified organic producer left in South Central Alaska. He tills the soil, but his organic certification limits the types of soil enhancements that he can use. He broadcasts the fish bone meal and mixes in calcium and other minerals which feed the microbes in the soil, rather than the plants.
I feed them so that they work symbiotically with the plant, because the plant exudes sugars and the microbes come to that, but they bring nutrients to the plant in a way that the plant can use them better than straight fertilizer. So I feed the soil to feed the plant to feed us.
Down the mall corridor, Alex Davis sells produce and pork harvested on his Palmer acreage. Davis says do-nothing farming is a bad idea.
We are taking out thousands of pounds of carrots a year off of 2 acres. I have to have inputs into that to be able to take that back out. You can't just take out and expect it to not collapse.
Davis says he fertilizes using fish bone meal too.
We also use lime very heavily, which is very high in calcium, which is a great thing to put in, and that's made our vegetables sweeter over the years. Sometimes we use some soft rock phosphate, but every now and then I will use either cow manure or pig manure.
He says he farms organically but is no longer certified organic. What's the difference?
The amount of headache I have to do in paperwork.
So it's the paperwork that makes it organic? Rempel says there's more to it than that. It's consumer confidence as well. Rempel gets his soil tested by an independent lab for recommendations as to what nutrients are needed. He says balancing out the proper mix of nutrients is the trick to healthy soil. And soil is the very foundation of agriculture. 2015 is the International Year of Soil. I'm Ellen Lockyer.